This is Dr. Lee Dickeringer, history physical, patient name Bradford, B-R-A-D-F-O-R-D, Bay, B-E-Y, / Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, Aloysius, A-L-O-Y-S-I-U-S, A-L-O-Y-S-I-U-S, date of birth, 7/4/1954. One more time, patient name is Bradford, B-R-A-D-F-O-R-D, Bay, B-E-Y, dash Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, A-L-O-Y-S-I-U-S, date of birth, 4/7/1954. Date of service, 3/7/2024, initial history and physical, place, future care, Charles Village. History of present illness. This is a 69-year-old male with a history of recurrent DVT and PE and previously warfarin, coumadine, stopped due to non-compliance issues. History of substance abuse. Recently off methadone, hepatitis C positive, presented with the back pain in the hospital, generalized weakness, difficulty ambulation for the last few days. He was getting out of the bed, he fell down. He denies loss of consciousness or heart trauma. He has a chronic back pain for the 2 years. As per history, CT, abdomen, pelvis, done that show dilated loops of proximal small bowel and distended loops containing contrast without transitional point. That was in Mercy Hospital. In February the 2nd, he has a degenerative joint disease, lumbar 4 and 5, and patchy consolidative changes in the right lower lobe. He was placed in the bowel rest. Urinary retention had a Foley placed for decompression in emergency room. WBC count 8.3, hemoglobin 8.9, sodium 146, potassium 3.0, cholesterol 0.9, albumin 2.4, saturated 73. CT, abdomen, pelvis, obtained, demonstrating end plate changes within the lumbar spine, most pronounced L4, L5. Concern for osteomyelitis. Neurosurgery was consulted, indicated no acute intervention is required and further recommended dedicated MR imaging. Given concern for osteomyelitis, blood culture obtained and patient started on antibiotics after action of vancomycin. Patient was admitted for further evaluation. He was noted to have MRSA bacteremia. Patient has a previous history of untreated latent TB, incompleted INH treatment in 1980, pleural effusion on the right, degenerative changes in the left lumbar, not the left, degenerative changes in lumbar spine. He was maintained on ceftriaxone and vancomycin. Initially, blood culture demonstrated MRSA bacteremia. ID was consulted, recommended MRI, which demonstrated spinal osteomyelitis concerns. They recommended vancomycin for 4 weeks, duration 217, to be continued until 3/15/2024, followed by 2 weeks of PO antibiotic from 3/16 to 3/29 for a total of 6 weeks. Of antibiotic disease, MRSA bacteremia, possible spinal osteomyelitis, interventional pulmonary was consulted, given pleural effusion in the right side, and underwent thoracentesis, which demonstrated lymphocytic predominance, required upgrade to IMC for desaturation. But it was discovered that pulse ox was not consistent. He was ultimately weaned to room air, and the ambulatory pulse ox started to improve. He underwent induced sputum with a negative AFB smear and negative GENEXPERT test. One of the sputum samples resulted in non-tuberculous mycobacteria. So additional mycobacteria sputum was sent to see if it's colonized. He was referred to infectious disease after discharge to discuss latent TB therapy, LATENT, latent TB therapy, if the patient agree. At this point, they recommended treatment for MRSA bacteremia first, and he will follow infectious disease after 10 days of discharge. The patient has urinary retention, urology consulted because of hematuria and urinary retention, xenosonogram done. That revealed more than 1 liter of fluid, Foley placed, and maintained the Foley catheter during the hospitalization. Opioid use disorder, urine tox obtained, demonstrated positive for methadone. Mr. Bradford said he has stopped methadone 2 weeks prior to admission. U-tox 2 weeks ago was positive only methadone. Addiction medicine consulted, and further titration of methadone. By discharge, he was only on 15 milligram methadone daily. Malnutrition, cachexia, he been unable to ambulate. Poor oral intake, low body weight, cachexia, nutrition consulted, vitamin supplement given. He has a gamma gap, GAMMA gap, elevated potassium, protein 7.0, albumin 2.4. Was likely in the setting of Hep C. SPEP was also obtained, and UPEP was also obtained. Hepatitis C. Treatment need to be done. They recommended outpatient by infectious disease clinic. AFib on admission in the setting of acute illness. Low dose beta blocker given. Metoprolol was discontinued subsequently, and anticoagulation was not continued because of patient non-compliance history. Patient started to improve. PTOT done, and subsequently he was sent to the Charles Village. Today, when I saw him, saw the patient, he's lying on the bed, no cough, no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting. Past medical history, history of latent TB in 1980, but he was never treated. He didn't complete the treatment with INH. Next line, pleural effusion. Next line, degenerative joint disease. Next line, history of DVT and PE. Next line, hepatitis C. Next line, cachexia with malnutrition. Allergies, none unknown. Social history, history of substance abuse. Patient also has history of bipolar disorder, next line history of depression, next line history of alcohol abuse, next line acid reflux, next line history of PE and DVT, next line insomnia, next line history of peripheral vascular disease, history of chronic bilateral lower extremity venous ulcers. Rule of system, no head dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, next line GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, next line musculoskeletal, chronic venous ulcer, chronic skin changes, and neuro, no syncope, no dizziness, next line generalized weakness, with next line hematology, no bleeding, next line genital urinary, no hematuria. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented M3, blood pressure 110 over 68, pulse 74, temperature 97.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 96%, head atomatic, normocephalic, bilateral temporal wasting, eyes anectatic, no ionizer discharge, throat no exudate, neck supple, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs clear, heart SMS2 regular, abdomen is soft, non-tender, balsam positive, extremities, no edema, no cough, tenderness, neuro is awake, alert, re-enter time 3, psychiatry, he's cooperative, not agitated, assessment, patient is admitted to the subacute rehab with the recent MRSA bacteremia. Next line, right side pleural effusion. Next line, suspected spinal osteomyelitis. Next line, DJD of the lumbar spine. Next line, cachexia with malnutrition. Next line, history of urinary retention. Next line, opioid use disorder. Next line, malnutrition. Next line, hepatitis C positive. Outpatient follow-up with infectious disease. John Hopkins has been advised. Next line, atrial fibrillation. Paroxysmal, P-A-R-A-X-Y-S-M-L, paroxysmal and history of non-compliance. This is not an anticoagulation because of that reason. Next line, plan of care. Medications upon discharge. Tylenol 650, Q4-hour PRN for pain and aches. Next line, vitamin D, 1,000 units daily. Next line, Jardiance 10 mg PO daily. Next line, Lasix, 20 mg daily. Next line, hydroxyzine 25 mg 3 times a day, PRN for anxiety. As per hospital report, lidocaine patch 4% applied to the skin daily for the pain. Next line, metoprolol succinate 25 mg daily. Next line, naloxone. Each nasal suspected drug abuse, if needed, Entresto, 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 24/26, one tablet twice a day. Next is spironolactone, 25 mg daily. Next is vancomycin, 1250 mg IV daily for 11 days to complete the course. Next is methadone, 15 mg daily. Next line, omeprazole, 40 mg daily. Next line, Miralax, 17 gram twice a day. Next line, Lipitor, 40 mg daily. Next line, Centrum Silver, multivitamin, one tablet daily. Next line, Sanacart, 8.6 mg, two tablet daily. We'll continue all the current medications upon discharge. Patient will be referred to the infectious disease clinic. Continue local skin care, PTOT, fall precautions. Care plan discussed with nursing staff. Course status discussed with the patient. He wants to be full code. And this is the end of the education. Thank you.